Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and day 20 of 2020 Thrive. I cannot believe we are now at day 20. This is honestly, truly the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous, certainly in my eyes. The Lord has continually poured in. I can remember thinking, well, Lord, some days, wow, we're going to be doing well if you get 2 minutes worth out of me. And the overflow of His Spirit, the power of His Word that just keeps coming, whether it's in the night or this word today I woke with through my sleep. It was resounding inside of me and I saw something here I have never seen before, and I'm going to release it to you today, and I pray that it's going to cause you to rise and shine like never before. It's a very, very precious and special portion of scripture to my heart from Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep, gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and the glory, His glory, shall be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. As a teenager, I was woken through the night and I had an encounter, a very precious and priceless encounter with Jesus that I've never forgotten. And in that encounter, the Lord gave to me this scripture, and also from Isaiah 61 that I'm going to continue and just read to you now for completion's sake. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me and upon you, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, freedom to the captives, and the opening of the prison doors to those who are bound, to bring the light to those who sit in darkness, that they go free, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Let me just throw in an extra right there on that verse. A prophetic fulfillment of that is in Jesus. In Luke, we read about him standing up in the synagogue and opening the Holy Scriptures, the scrolls, and reading here from Isaiah 61. People were aghast because they knew that he was proclaiming to be the one, the anointed one, the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, who was promised to come. He had come from heaven, the Son of God, in the flesh. And what was different with Jesus' proclamation that day in the synagogue, though, was he stopped short at verse 2 of Isaiah 61. And he said, the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I love another translation that speaks about, I am sent to announce a new season of Yahweh's grace. And in Isaiah, it continues on. Jesus didn't. He left this line out specifically, and I'm going to show you prophetically why, and a time of God's recompense on his enemies. Well, we know that every enemy was destroyed at the cross, but that day of vengeance of our God is still to come. Jesus, as we see here, was sent to announce a new era, a new season of Yahweh, of God Almighty's grace. He was pouring out his grace, and that's what we've been in that era over the last 2,000 years since Christ came. And we're in this year of double grace, double glory, double authority, greater grace, greater glory, greater authority that I'm proclaiming out to you. That season of grace is so precious and priceless, but the time is coming when Jesus, who came as the lamb that was slain, is returning as the Lion of Judah with recompense and with vengeance, the vengeance of our God upon every enemy of God, upon every evil work of darkness. But for Jesus' first coming, it was to bring and announce his grace. That's what Jesus did through his death and resurrection at the cross. His second coming will be to announce the day of vengeance of our God, where there will be a destruction to all of the works of darkness. Recompense on enemies and reward for the children of the Lord. Just an extra prophetic fulfillment of Christ and a fulfillment still to come that we can see for that verse and that beautiful word there in Isaiah. And as the Lord spoke that to me through the night, we know ultimately that promise is of Jesus. He is the one who's to come. That promise is given to Israel, but we are also those ones. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We are also now grafted into Israel, and we can take that promise as his church for these days. Now, as the Lord spoke to me through the night and gave me that commission for my life, and I knew that the Lord was going to shine bright, he was going to release his glory upon me, the Lord then spoke to me something and said, the next morning, my mum, my wonderful mama who was promoted to heaven just over a year ago, would confirm that word to me. And sure enough, I was awoken the next morning by my mama coming into my bedroom and saying, Christine, the Lord woke me as I woke this morning and gave me a word, let your light shine. And the Lord showed me that that word was for you, and I was to bring it to you. Isn't Jesus amazing? Isn't his confirmation powerful? And I believe this is the time I'm releasing that word to you. Let your light shine. In the year prophetically, Hebraically, of light pictured by the window, that in the Hebrew language we know is alphanumeric. Every letter has a numerical value. It's one and the same. And also a pictorial, which we can take a prophetic meaning from. And this year it's pictorially that window, windows let in light. And God is opening the windows of heaven over our lives. And I just sense to bring this for you prophetically today, that it is time to rise, shine. But what the Lord showed me specifically through the night that I've never seen before, arise, shine, for your light has come. I was speaking to you yesterday prophetically about entering into your prophetic promised land. This is the time the Lord is saying that your light is come. He has a personal light. His light is shining on your life, on your family, on your situations. Enlightenment, revelation coming to you personally, specifically, receive his word. But then I saw something else as I was waking. The Lord spoke to me and showed me, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory belongs to the Lord. He will not, scripture tells us, share his glory with another. We see so many in this world trying to walk in their own light, which ultimately Jesus himself said, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? And we don't want the light within us to be deception. Lucifer, the devil, he was known as the angel of light. We want to be filled and flooded with the light of Jesus Christ. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So many are out there parading on world stages, wanting to shine in their own light, wanting the fame, wanting the glory. That's the glory of this world. It's not God's glory. And that one ultimately masquerading behind all of that, wanting the accolade, is darkness himself. It's evil that masquerades behind that. And we want to be those who lay aside all worldly, worthless claim, fame, and glory, all for the glory of his name. God will not share his glory with another. It's empty. And we see all these, even the stars, those who are celebrated on the world stage, it costs them dearly, because we were not made or created to take the praise or glory for ourselves, but to give praise and to give glory. And within that is complete fullness and fulfillment for us, to give our Maker, Creator, God Almighty, our Lord and Saviour, all the praise and glory with all of our lives. And every stage the Lord gives us, may that just be an altar and a platform for us to be able to pour out the wonder, the glory, the works, and the word of our great God, so that many can be saved out of this corrupt, distorted, deceiving world system. So the Lord will not share his glory with another. In the church, let us not be about taking the glory for ourselves. The altar is what the church is made to pour out love, word from, not a platform. So we are different to this world, and let that differentiation be completely evident in these days, and then the Lord will come upon us with his glory, will come upon his church with his great glory for his mighty name's sake. A beautiful quote here: people who shine from within don't need the spotlight. We want to shine from within with the light of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. May the power of the Holy Spirit be our electrifying force that keeps us shining bright continually. As the world increasingly gets darker, our lights are going to shine all of the brighter. So, very key today, God wants us to know that when he says to us, arise, shine, it takes two. Arise. We've got to arise in the morning. It takes us to get out of bed. It takes us to get up and to be gophers who go for it. And shine, we cannot shine naturally, but only supernaturally. That takes the partnership with heaven. That takes oneness with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That as the light of Jesus shines in our lives, we're going to shine bright everywhere the Lord would lead us to go. Takes two. Let us arise. Let's take God at his word, and let us be confident that the power of the Holy Spirit is going to cause us to shine bright and bring many to the light of Jesus, the only one worthy of our praise. If Jesus be lifted up from the earth, he said, I will draw all men and women to me. We want to lift up Christ, and every spotlight we are given in this world, may we use it to shine bright the love, the mercy, the wonder of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, so that multitudes can come to know him too. From Genesis 1, first thing spoken at creation was, let there be light. No matter what dark situations we go into, may we go in and may we make that our proclamation. Let there be light. Let the Lord bring enlightenment. Let the Lord bring exposure. Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord shine bright through our lives. Let there be light, and darkness is dispelled. Darkness is overthrown by our great God as he gives that command, and we come into alignment with heaven from his throne. That was beginning of creation, the beginning of Genesis, but yet it took to Genesis 4 before the lights of this world were set in place, before the sun, moon, and stars were created at the word of the Lord, because Jesus, it was Jesus who was introduced into center stage, right onto the center of it all at the very beginning of creation. And it was day four before the natural lights came into play. The one who was to shine bright within us is the one who is from the very beginning of time and before time itself began, from eternity. Let Jesus, the light of Christ, none of the natural lights of this world, let us allow Jesus to light up our lives supernaturally. Thank God for the natural lights, but I want to shine bright with the supernatural light of the Lord of all creation, Jesus Christ himself. The Lord spoke to me one time. The Lord will not share his glory, as I said, with another. Arise, shine, your light has come. This is your time. The time to favour Zion, the time to favour you has come. Put your name in there. Your light has come. It's your personal time to shine bright. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. But here is who the glory of the Lord is for. Those who wait on the Lord. I saw one time in a vision, I was standing holding the hands of my pastor, and we literally fell to our knees together by the weight of the glory of the Lord. And I believe that the reason my pastor was with me in that vision is because it represents that that word was not just for me, but it's for his church in these days at this time. And I'm releasing it afresh to you, that the Lord may shine bright in and through you and through his church in this hour of his power. And the Lord said, those who wait on the Lord will feel the weight of the Lord. We literally couldn't stand with the weight of God's presence. I believe that we are going to experience the glory of the Lord like never before this year of his light shining bright, of the God's glory coming into our lives and upon his church and upon Israel too. Those who wait on the Lord shall feel the weight of the Lord. You shall rise up on wings like an eagle. Powerfully, majestically, skillfully, you will run and not be weary. You will never run out. You will walk and not faint as you wait on the Lord. You will feel the weight of the Lord. I believe that we are about to experience the full weight of God's presence, of his glory. Glory means the full weight of his presence in our lives, all of the backup of his presence, his goodness, his favour. When Moses was placed in the cleft of the rock, that's a picture of our lives. We must be in Christ. Jesus is described as the rock. As our lives are hidden with Christ in God, then we can see, we can experience all of his goodness that passed before Moses. It's not going to pass us by, but it's going to overflow our lives. At this time, we're going to see and experience and know his goodness, all of his greater grace, his greater glory, his greater authority, his beauty, his presence, his wonder in our lives, greater glory for us, for his children at this time. I just sense to say from Isaiah 60, verse 4, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. That's a picture of all of the Jewish people and the Israelites returning home and God using us to help bring them back to their land. We're seeing the fulfillment of that in real time right now. Then you shall see and become radiant and your heart shall swell with joy because the abundance of the sea. Sea speaks of the nations in scripture. The abundance of the nations shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Israel is a very rich nation right now. She has one of the, if it isn't the best, it's one of the very best air forces in the world. She is a sign and a wonder on the earth of the goodness and the glory of the Lord. And she will be more and more in these days. But the Lord is saying to Israel and saying to you too, the abundance of the nations, the abundance is going to be coming to you and shall be turned to you. The wealth of Gentiles. God is going to bring wealth from where he chooses to bring it to you. Trust him. He's going to be your honey in the rock. He's going to be your supply that will never run dry this year. There's going to be a turning, the Lord says, a returning, a divine turnaround, just as we've seen for Israel. The Lord, one time over the last 5 years, as I had to be faithful and true to put God's word out prophetically, he showed me to stand strong in that, to not recant. He showed me time will be a revealer of truth. And wow, I have proved his word and his faithfulness to be so true. And I love his voice. I will covet and I will protect his voice above all else because I've proved his voice to be truth. Jesus is the way, truth and the life for us. And as we follow his voice, his word, prophetically, everything must always line up and back up with his word for our lives. And as we follow his word, we will not be led astray in these days. The Lord, what he showed me at that time is from Jeremiah 15, 19 to 21. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, that's what the Lord has been doing in the lives of his church and his children and his beautiful bride during these recent years and at this time, and he will be doing it increasingly more and more. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Oneness with him. Alignment with heaven at this time in the Holy Spirit. You shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you. All those who've maybe despised you, rejected you, they will return to you because the Lord who is faithful and true is your backup of heaven. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. And as you continue to obey all the way, the Lord says, let them return to you, but you must not return to them. We cannot return to what isn't true. We've got to not recant in these days and the days that are to come. May we stand faithful and true to everything the Lord shows us to do. It's key. Our obedience is going to be key to releasing great glory in the days to come. And the Lord would say today, abundance. In that light, as the Lord is releasing his light over our lives at this time, that window represents, the Lord said to me afresh this morning, new opportunities, a window of opportunity, we often say. The Lord would say for 2025, you will thrive. You are going to see new opportunities, a way of escape. The Lord is going to be your breakthrough and make a way of escape, but God is going to make a window and a way through for you. Where doors seem to have been locked by man, God has opened a window. I remember years ago being locked out of our house as a teenager, and because I was the littlest one with my friends when we'd come home, we found actually it was the toilet window that was opened and little me had to squeeze through. Well, I sense the Lord saying to us at this time that God has a miraculous window, but you must decrease. We must go low. We must become smaller. We must decrease, and he must, the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the light of the Lord, must increase and shine bright through our lives more and more. And as he increases, we are going to be able to be like the Holy Spirit. We will blow and we will go with the winds. Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, this year, 2025, 5785, we are bound together the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar with that number 5. It means window light and it means Holy Spirit. It means breath. The breath, the air comes through the window, doesn't it? An open window. And we want to be open to the winds and the moves of God's Spirit this year. And we're going to blow and go. As we decrease, as the Lord increases in us, then the Lord is going to cause us to flow into places that are going to be so miraculous for us. And you may think, oh, I don't fit in there. Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to cause you to fit. As you decrease, as you surrender to him, he will increase in you. And wow, there's a prophetic word I didn't expect to bring today, but receive that today by the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. God would say, smallest in and tallest out at this time. Those who are decreasing in his presence, those who are going low, God is going to cause you. As you go low, you are going to rise and you're going to thrive at this time. Those who have wanted to be tall and to be big in this world's eyes, you are increasingly going to find that that is going to be exposed for what it is and cast aside in Jesus' mighty name. I sense the Lord saying, stay in the ark. It was only the window of the ark for in and out. The door, the doors of our lives be closed to sin, closed to the things and the ways of this world, closed to anything that is not of him at this time. And God has a window in the ark. For us and our families, stay in the ark. As we see those waters raging in this world, as we see sin increasing, as we see those waters rising, we will not drown, we will not be taken out. As we are in the ark, the Lord has a window. And from that window, we will send and we will go in and out through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we will know, the Lord says, the window of the ark also represented new beginnings. I sense the Lord say today, a new start. 2025, thrive in the ark. God has a new start for you and for you to claim and to take that stand, build an ark for all of your family at this time in Jesus' name. And finally and powerfully, that window represents the window of opportunity for revival. I believe that God has given us in this reset as we rest in the power of the Holy Spirit, not inactivity, but Holy Spirit-led activity through his church, as we lay aside our own agendas and our own programs, as we completely partner with the Holy Spirit and the Lord, and we go with the flow of the Holy Spirit in all things, as we allow his light to shine bright through us. The Lord says, a window of opportunity for revival. That's what we're seeing in America. If we will turn to the Lord will turn to us. If we will return to him, he will return to us. If we stay with him, he will stay with us. If we reject him, then he will take his boundaries of protection away from us, because he's given us free will and he will never force his ways. His word, his blessed best, his protection, his power upon us and upon nations, upon our schools, upon our governments if we reject him. Let's accept Jesus at this time, fall to our knees, and then God will cause us to rise and thrive before him in Jesus' mighty name. We need his light in this year of light, in the year of the window, in the year of revival. Let's allow the Lord to revive us so that we can see his revival break out all around us, everywhere we go. Let's pray today. Father, we come to you. We receive your word today. In your light, Lord, we ask that we will rise and shine, that, Lord, you will be the power, the spirit within us. You are going to be the force within us. That, Lord, you are going to cause windows of light and opportunities that we won't be able to miss them, but we're going to go through them, Lord, all for the glory of your name. You will not share your glory with another. So we lay our lives down in humility and we say, Lord, let us rise and Jesus shine through us. For you, your light has come and the glory. Oh, the glory of your presence, the glory of the Lord is risen upon us in Jesus' name. God bless you today.